The 140th Annual Westminster Kennel Club Dog Show begins in New York City today. Over 2,700 pups vying to be best in their breeds. That field is then winnowed down to a mere 7 dogs, and from those 7, Judge Richard Mean will choose the best in show tomorrow night. And before that, there will be a lot of speculation. That's what we found last year when we spoke with David Merriam, the 2015 Best in Show judge. He's also a retired trial judge, a champion breeder of Bull Terriers, and past president of the American Kennel Club. We spoke with him just before his big decision. He told us that as much as he could, he was ignoring that speculation.
What I'm going to try and do is not judge the dogs on their past records. I'm going to judge them on how they look in the ring tonight as if they were the first time shown.
Well, and tell us a little more about how this works. The dogs compete in group categories,
right.
Things like their own breeds or areas like herding for the herding dogs. So you have 7 winners of group categories, but you're not judging between, let's say, a St. Bernard and a Chihuahua. You're judging the dogs against how they compare in their own breed.
That's right. It's how close is the St. Bernard to its standard versus how close the Chihuahua is to its standard.
What makes a perfect Chihuahua? How do you judge against a Chihuahua?
Well, the American Kennel Club establishes written standards for what the ideal or the so-called perfect Chihuahua is. It's all written down, and it tries to detail all of the physical aspects of the dog.
Yeah. Why do you think Terriers win so much, about half the time? Now, I am the former companion of a Tibetan Terrier, so I'm not shocked. Sweetest dog in the world, but why do you think they win?
Well, I suppose one reason why Terriers win is that they're a very showy dog. And you compare a Wire Fox Terrier to a Basset. One's, you know, very animated, and the other one is very dignified, but moves along with you know, its own pace. And so if the judge considers only showmanship, then the Terriers probably have an advantage.
Yeah. As somebody who's bred dogs yourself and obviously loves them, what is that moment like? It just feels so big. Can you explain that?
Oh, sure, sure. Yeah. The stakes are high. Many of these people have been gearing for this night for 1, 2, 3 years. And so it's terribly important to them. And that's why they want a unbiased, subjective decision. They don't want someone to come in who's already made up their mind.
That's David Merriam, the 2015 Westminster Kennel Club Best of Show judge, speaking to us last February. This year's Best of Show dog will be selected tomorrow night. And speaking of which, we just had to hear a little of Christopher Guest's classic comedy. Here's Jim Pittock and Fred Willard as dog show commentators.
You know what would be funny? I don't know if they can do this. Just an idea off the top of my head. Why didn't he put on one of those Sherlock Holmes hats and put a little pipe in his mouth? Are they ever allowed to do anything like that, dress up a dog in a funny way?
No, that's not quite what the purpose of these shows is.
But I think it would really get the crowd going. You know what I mean? The Sherlock
Absolutely,
Holmes hat
yes.
with the pipe. I don't know if you could make it look like smoke's coming out of the pipe.
I think that would be a little dangerous.
Best to show the movie. See it. You will never look at a dog show in the same way again. It's here and now.